Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 28-31 Stone, Jan.1960. Susima the Wanderer. T1. Sayadaw said, without developing the Samatha practice separately can realize Nibbana. He pointed out a commentary by Ven. Anuruddha, Namarupaparikeda text. It was said that the light of the dawn was showing the sign that the sun would be coming out very soon. Inside knowledge, Vipassana Nana, was like the dawn period and the path knowledge was like the sun comes out. Vipassana knowledge has the five factors of the path, 5 Magunga, 1, right view, Samma Ditthi, 2, right thought, Samma Sankappa. These are wisdom factors. 3, right mindfulness, Samma Sati, 4, right effort, Samma Vayama, 5, right concentration, Samma Samadhi. These are Samadhi factors. Because when you are discerning Anicca, these five factors are functioning together. Without these factors you can't discern Anicca. Therefore, without even developing Samatha practice separately and with confidence, start with impermanence in the way of practice here. I'll also give you the story of evidence from the Sutta. Wisdom is the leader and Samadhi is the follower in this process of the practice. It is the age of short lifespan now, so that it doesn't develop Samadhi separately. If you discern Anicca quickly, it will end quickly. But you can't get the psychic power. After becoming an Arahant, it's even easier if you want to follow Samatha practice. Sayadaw did not mean that it had to follow it. For an Arahant, perhaps he had no interest in it. If your mind is restless, first using Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, develops some calmness. After that, contemplate whatever feeling arises. In this talk, Sayadaw used the contemplation of feeling explaining the practice. The arising of feeling is the arising of paticca samuppada. And the passing away of the feeling is the cessation of paticca samuppada. Kanda arises and kanda ceases. It's about knowing the nature of one's kandas. The arising is sankhara, conditioned phenomenon, and the passing away is anicca, impermanence. Only sankhara and anicca exist. Therefore, it's the same as the preaching of Sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. If you do not contemplate and when all the feelings are arising, then each pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feeling will connect with greed, anger and delusion. By seeing the passing away of the arising Dharma and not create new dependent arising process. Seeing the old passing away does not create a new one. In this way not receive new Dukkha. You can say Dukkha ceases. Dukkha ceased is Nibbana. Seeing the old one arose and ceased could be said knowledge came in. Inside knowledge comes in to cut off Samadhiya, Hiyatana, Upadana and Kama, and Dukkha, Jati, Jara and Marana. This is cutting off Samadhiya Saka and Dukkha Saka. It cuts off the next khandhas. The cause and result are cutting off. The cutting off Dukkha and Samadhiya is the practice of Vipassana. This can't be achieved by prayers and only by practice. This is a very sure practice. Start doing it and will be finished. Some say Nibbana is far away. Some say it's near. The one who says near without any inside knowledge is blindly near. The one who says far away without any knowledge himself can't do anything for him. If you can separate the two khandhas and it's near. For example, after the feeling khandha, and will come the tana khandha. After tana, continues to upadana, kama khandha etc. We must know that we are alive by connecting khandhas. If you can't contemplate the preceding khandhas will get the following khandhas. Here is an interesting point to contemplate. Our present life khandhas are continuously arising because of the past kamas which are releasing by tana, which kept the kamic energy with them. We kill the latent tana by practice and at the same time tana does not arise and no new khandhas arise in the future. Therefore, vipassana is the function of stopping the next khandhas arising. Without the next khandhas arise, then the two truths of round of existence have ceased to exist, vata saka, i.e., Samadhiya and Dukkha or Kalesa Vata and Vipaka Vata. Therefore, Vipassana practice is the working of liberation from the round of existence. Without samadhi, the mind can't know straight away towards impermanence. If you know it, then samatha and vipassana are working together. The merit without the round of existence, vivata kasala, is referring to vipassana practice. Even making generosity, dana, need to support by vipassana. It is knowing one's own importance of cutting off the dependent arising process by developing insight. A knowledgeable person should firstly store away his own wok. Here Sayadaw referred to one's own hell wok created by unwholesome kammas. In this talk also said about dukkha with having and sukha without having a good for contemplation to understand the four meaning of dukkha and the peace of nibbana. This talk had a lot of profound dharma need for contemplation. T2. If you discern anicca, samatha and vipassana are together. There are three ways for vipassana practice, based on samatha practice, based on vipassana practice and based on samatha, vipassana together. Here Sayadaw explained it as Yugananda, or Yugananda, way, with kanika samadhi, momentary calmness, develop insight. With anapanasati develop calmness and contemplate impermanence. The Buddha gave instruction to Susima the wanderer, SN.12.70 Sisimasutam, SE.119FF. First contemplate impermanence, after that come the ending of impermanence which is the path knowledge. He said only that much, do not include samatha practice. Susima dissatisfied with the Buddha's answer. He said that he did not understand it. The reason today I use this Sisima's story is to support my teaching here. Sir, I tell you to practice with full confidence without any doubt about it. If you do it will find out what I have been said. The Buddha also supported about it. If you can't get the result, it's not the fault of the Dharma. It is the fault of one's overgrown defilements. This is the only conclusion to make. If the forest of Kalesa is overgrown can't do anything. You can't arrive to Nibbana by Samatha practice. This is the result of Vipassana practice. T3. The duty for the Buddha's teaching is the contemplation of impermanence of the mind and body process. Follow the teaching of the Buddha without deviation. Sayadaw continued to talk about the qualities of a Sotapanna. In the Buddha's time, there were dharmas on practical vipassana practice. The Buddha himself instructed Susima on practical insight practice. Susima came from a group of wanderers who held wrong view. The Buddha helped him first to dispel his wrong view. In the Anguttara Nikaya, it mentioned that people held wrong view couldn't penetrate the Four Noble Truths. The Buddha used the five khandhas to teach him, because except the five khandhas there is nothing to talk about. He said many things to Susima. Here I will use only feelings, Vedana. There are five kinds of feeling by faculty, i.e., indriya, eye, ear, mind faculty, pleasant feeling in the body, sukha Vedana, pleasant feeling in the mind, somanasa, unpleasant feeling in the body, dukkha Vedana, unpleasant feeling in the mind, domanasa, and neutral feeling, apekka. There is no period without any feeling, even during the sleep we are changing our bodies by turning around. Free from feeling is only in Nibbana, so people don't like it. Sayadaw gave a simile of a fish to demonstrate how the different feeling is functioning. A fish sees a hook with bait, neutral feeling, and then swallows the bait, pleasant feeling. The fisherman pulls the hook back on the boat and beats the fish head with a stick and it dies. All these are dukkha Vedana. The fish dies because of the three feelings. Living beings are suffering because of these, especially human beings. You can contemplate all human problems and suffering from family life, society, country, politic, economic, culture, environmental problems, etc. Connection with feelings. In the Vedana Samyutta, the Buddha said that if someone could contemplate all the feelings, tanha will not arise and leading to Nibbana. If you ask, is it the ending of impermanence is Nibbana? Cool and peacefulness is Nibbana, because all dukkhas are ceased. In the heart it is cool and peaceful. Knowing it is the path knowledge. T4. Sayadaw mentioned the Sasima's story. He said that the Buddha taught him by questions and answers, nothing to do with Samatha practice. Actually, every realization from Sotapanna to Arahant always includes Vipassana jhana or supermundane jhana. Therefore, they enjoy the fruition state in their lives. He explained the five Magunga with simile. Discerning Anicca is Samma Ditthi and Samma Sankappa. Here Samma Sankappa as a lens. Samadhi factors are helpers of wisdom factors. Sati, Viriya, Samadhi are like three persons plucking a fruit on a tree. Sila factors come only at the point of discerning the end of Dukkha. It becomes a Magga Sila. During the time of penetration of Dukkha, the three Sila factors come in and Dukkha end. Dukkha ceased is Nibbana. It is the path knowledge after the eight factors are completed. After that comes fruitions. Fruitions also see Nibbana. After fruition ceased reviewing knowledge arises, Pakavekana Nana. It also sees Nibbana. It seeing Nibbana three times in the whole process. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of January, to the 1st of February, 1961 and the 24th of September, to the 26th of September 1961. Why human beings in dangers? T1. Before the Buddha appeared, Sakka, the king of Tavatimsa heaven, asked some questions to some teachers, but nobody could answer him. Later he asked the Buddha, listened to the talk and observed his khandhas, and became a stream enterer. And then passed away instantly and reborn again as Sakka at the same spot. He asked the Buddha that beings wanted long life and healthiness, but they had dangers and illnesses. So what was the reason about these? The Buddha gave the answer that because of envy, issa, and stinginess or avarice, makriya. Sayadaw said people have these negative mental states, not only they have dangers and sickness, but also lead to painful rebirths. Where do these mental states come from? From love and hate. Where do love and hate come from? From desire, chanda, which are five kinds. Want to get, want to search, want to use, want to store and want to give. The last giving is nothing to do with making merits, dana, but to protect or secure one's own properties, for example bribery. Where is chanda come from? From thinking, vitaka, here refer to unwholesome thoughts, such as thoughts of sensual pleasure, ill will and harmfulness. Where vitaka come from? From mental proliferations, papanka, connect with craving, conceit and wrong view, tana, mana, ditthi. And then Sakka asked the Buddha, is there any way to eradicate papanka? Practice the contemplation of feeling. This khanda is always going towards death. If you are going the wrong direction, micha magan, deaths are never end. Only by right direction, samma magan, will end deaths. Vithi citta arise at the time of death for everyone. Consciousness belonging to a cognitive process, here for taking rebirth. These are not free from sense objects. It's for a new destination of rebirth to see black dogs, hell sign etc. Before a being dies, the dying person knows his way to rebirth. Tears run down from his face because, I had lived a bad life so I will have a painful rebirth. At that time everyone has remorse but too late for correction. All living beings, no one dies without seeing the objective signs. Now, if you are making preparation, it will be ready at the dying moment. How much karma still left? Nobody knows it. In this present life for continue to live. It's possible even today or tomorrow for death. There are also through the intervention of destructive karma, upakedika karma, can die anytime. If you are still going on pulling the time, you will be a foolish person. Sayadaw continued Sakka's story. Envy and avarice are attracting dangers and evil things. They are mental states of dosa. They will let you have enemies and painful rebirths in this life. It doesn't come during the meditation, but in daily life of actions or activities. So in our daily life, contemplate them with mindful attention. At first, it's difficult to practice with mental states, but later you will get the habit of it. T2. Sayadaw talked about dying and rebirth at the beginning. At the time of death, should we have to cling anything or don't want anything to come into the mind? It's important not to want anything or to have the knowledge of not wanting anything to come in. Have to die with this knowledge, die with the knowledge of not wanting the khandhas. Prepare with practice before death. Have to discern the impermanence of anicca, dukkha, anatta, asubha, dukkha sakka. At least, discern one of these 5 points, so that the knowledge will come in near death. Before death comes, one had to realize the path knowledge. Even though you can't do it, at least should have the inside knowledge. Near death by contemplation still have the chance for become sotapanna to anagaman. By having habitual kamma, asanaka kamma, near death becomes asana kamma, near death kamma. Sayadaw explained the process of Sakka's questions. Feeling, Vedana, lead to right-pointing arrow mental proliferation, Papanka, right-pointing arrow thinking, Vitaka, right-pointing arrow desire, Chanda, right-pointing arrow love and hate, right-pointing arrow envy and avarice with stinginess, Issa and Makriya, right-pointing arrow dangers and sickness. Practice the contemplation of feeling, it's the source, to overcome it. T3. I have to warn you all. Because of your good kammas, all of you are still alive. How long it's? I have to answer for you. It's until now. I will give you an example. A pond is full of water after raining. Because of the hot sun, the water in the pond become less and less. But the fishes in the pond don't know that. The water dry up little by little, so are the fishes closer to die. The water dries up means for the fishes to die. Do you know it? Here fishes are human beings and the water becomes less and less means their kammas are used up slowly. For older people their kammic water nearly dry up now. Is it the time for them looking for pleasure like the fishes or searching for the deathlessness? If the pond dries up, the fishes must become the foods for eagles and hawks. Here eagles and hawks are referring to the 4 painful rebirths. I have to remind you 2 things. Some are near death because their kammic water becomes less, but concern for others who are still far away from death. They are still busy with family matters and business. So I remind you to make preparation for death now. Practice for the death of Tanna is looking for deathlessness. Retold the Sakka's story here. In this discourse the Buddha mentioned the types of feeling. 1. 2 pleasant mental feelings, Somanasa Vedana, 2 unpleasant mental feelings, Domanasa Vedana, 3 neutral mental feelings, Apekka Vedana. Each type of these Vedana can be divided into wholesome and unwholesome, Kasala and Akasala. It is mentioned as one which has to be pursued and one which has to be avoided in the Sutta, DN.21 Sakkapanasuttam. 1. The wholesome pleasant mental feeling, Kasala Somanasa Vedana. The example of it is seeing anicca, the mind develops joy and happiness, i.e., coming from practice. 2. Unwholesome pleasant mental feeling, Akasala Somanasa Vedana, e.g., coming from sensual pleasure. 3. Wholesome unpleasant mental feeling, Kasala Domanasa Vedana. An example of it is one disappointed with one's own practice which has no progress. The commentary gave the story of Bhikkhu Mahashiva. 4. Unwholesome unpleasant mental feeling, Akasala Domanasa Vedana. An example of this is when the sight of someone creates hatred or dislike. 5. Wholesome neutral mental feeling, Kasala Apekka Vedana. As an example is Vipassanupekka. 6. Unwholesome neutral mental feeling, Akasala Apekka Vedana. T4. Sakka, the king of gods, asked questions and the Buddha answered. At the same time, he observed his khandhas and entered the stream. Before the Buddha arisen in the world, he was the king of the gods. He was a thoughtful person and asked the same questions to some teachers of the time, and nobody could answer for him. These questions were also could be answered only by someone who had realization of the Dharma, especially the Buddha. Therefore, it's important to understand the khandhas. Because of not understanding it, we are quite a long time in the round of existence until now. Instead, we are always with craving and wrong view, tanha, ditthi. Therefore, we are wandering in the round of existence with the dangers of old age, sickness and death. Now, you have the chance, so try hard in your practice. Everyone has the desire of being healthy and happy. But why have human beings a lot of sickness and short lives? Because of envy and avarice. Most people think it's the causes of foods, climate and other causes. Stay away from envy and avarice will be less sickness and have a long life. We have to count also the past and present lives as both causes. Envy is, don't want to see or hear of goodness and happiness of other people. Makariya is meanness. All these things are cited from the Sakkapanna Sutta, Digha Nikaya, the N.21, whereas the Vipassana practice from other suttas. Issa is anger, dosa. Makariya, displeasure, is also anger. If they come in, contemplate anicca. It's the contemplation of the mind, cittanupassana. By contemplation, black thing becomes white. Cutting off defilements means it's now arising and cutting it now. In this way, we are free from sickness in this life and also free from suffering in next life. Don't be negligent. Every time they arise, must contemplate. They will benefit you with impermanence. Not only free from sickness and short life, also cut off the dependent arising process. If you know how to use, it becomes medicine. If not, becomes poison. Where do Issa and Makariya come from? From love and hate. These dharma are good for contemplation. Love and hate are lobha and dosa. If these are coming in and can contemplate it, the root cause of Issa and Makariya are cutting off. So cittanupassana, the contemplation of mind, is good. Delusion, moha, also cut off. It functions together with them, konesans sahajata. If you can contemplate every time lobha, dosa and moha come in and cutting off the dependent arising from the beginning, middle and the end. To understand this point, see the 12 links of dependent arising. You have to look for or search for contemplation or contemplate when it's arising. Then, sir, it's only arising. Some people think vipassana contemplation is looking for some things to contemplate. Where do love and hate come from? From desire, chanda. If you have doubt, it's ignorance, avijja. Without contemplation will become wrong view. If you contemplate, wrong view and doubt die away, and will become a stream enter, sotapanna. Why we don't become sotapanna? Because we don't contemplate whatever is arising. Without any doubt and can contemplate impermanence, sotapanna is easy. Where is desire come from? From thinking. T5. In the beginning, Sayadaw explained that in our past lives, we were doing wholesome deeds and making prayers to meet the Buddha teachings and had the ears to understand it. Now, we are having these chances. If we don't practice, all these become fruitless. The Buddha said that even how much perfection in the past we had fulfilled it, and if we don't practice now in accordance with the Dharma, Dhammanu Dhammapatipati, will like a lotus bud can't open up. In the same way, our lotus bud of knowledge can't open up and die out. Sayadaw gave the example of layman paya in the Kasapa Buddha's time. Without the Dhammanu Dhammapatipati, it becomes fruitless. Also like a good meal without any salt in it. Work hard before death comes, and important to discern anicca. You only need to fulfill that one. Also like a lottery number. Only miss a number, you are lost the chance to win. The latent defilement is always waiting for you to push you down into the painful rebirth. Don't delay your practice by moving around for tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. The Buddha warned us about the five future dangers in the Anguttara Nikaya. Dangers should not be waited for but have to shun away. Don't take it as I am pushing you for practice. I see the great loss that warning you. Retold the story of Saka. Where is Vitaka coming from? From mental proliferation, papanka, or tana, mana and ditthi. Where is papanka come from? From three types of feelings. Saka entered the stream by meditation on feeling. Many yogis benefited by contemplation of feeling. Sariputta became arahant by feeling and so did his nephew Dhyanaka. Every feeling arises have to contemplate. You will only see the arising and the passing away of it. Dharma reality becomes the Dharma knowledge. Then it becomes in accordance with the Dharma. The Buddha asked for us who have paramis only to fulfill this one. In this way we know the nature of our khandhas. Without knowing it and papanka dharma follow. T6. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha warned about the five dangers human beings would encounter in the future. So he reminded and encouraged people to practice diligently now, as the five dangers would surely come. King Pasenadi of Kosala also had the 16 dreams on future human beings, and the Kakavati Sutta in the Digha Nikaya, also mentioned by the Buddha about the future human beings and societies, the N.26 Kakavatasuttam. All these sufferings and unfortunate things happen to human beings because of immorality. 1. Old age. At this stage, the body becomes weak and the mind dull, so difficult for practice. Practice should be continued. With a dull mind and weak kamma, the practice will not effective. When we were young, wasting our sharp mind and good kamma for defilement was a great loss. 2. Sickness. When the body is sick also affects the mind, and difficult for practice. 3. Time of starvation. It can be happened by natural causes or most probably man-made. Wars and environmental problems created by human beings. 4. Disharmony among people, society, country, etc. These can be many reasons and causes, e.g., politics, economics, religions, etc. 5. Disharmony among the Sangha. Sayadaw continued the Sakha's questions. The Buddha's answers were traced backwards the causes of the problems. Diseases and short life less than, Issamakariya left pointing arrow love, and hate left pointing arrow desire left pointing arrow vitaka left pointing arrow papanka, tana, mana, ditthi, left pointing arrow feeling, vedana. So, practice with feelings stop papanka dharma. The Buddha instructed Saka on contemplation of feeling. Vedana can be divided into three, pleasant, sukha, unpleasant, dukkha, and neutral, upekkha, feeling. These are bodily feelings. For mental feelings, somanasa, domanasa, upekkha. In this sutta the Buddha taught him how to deal with mental feelings. Mental feelings also grouped into two, should be developed, wholesome, and should not be developed, unwholesome. So it becomes six types of feelings, 3 by 2. 1. Somanasa should be developed, e.g., comes from practice. 2. Somanasa should not be developed, e.g., comes from sensual pleasure. 3. Domanasa should be developed, discontent with one's own practice. So put more effort and care one's own practice and become right effort. 4. Domanasa should not be developed, dissatisfied with worldly things. 5. Upekkha should be developed, e.g., vipassanupekkha, discerning anicca at this moment, the mind do not react like or dislike. 6. Upekkha should not be developed, dissatisfied or displeasure with worldly matters, but can't deal with it and become indifferent domanasa upekkha. So there are six types of mental feelings. 3 should be developed and 3 should not. Positive feeling is part of observing mind and negative are the objects of vipassana. Positive feeling leads to nibbana and ending dukkha. Negative feeling leads to dukkha. Closing square bracket. The Buddha didn't want people to wait for the five future dangers. Instead of wanted them to finish their practices. If you don't do it now, then you are waiting for the danger of old age, waiting for forgetfulness, waiting for the danger of can't practice, waiting for the round of existence or painful rebirth. Work hard to finish it in this life. If you don't practice, just only wasting your good karma and intelligence for worldly matters. If you have khandhas, you have the danger of sickness. Before you are sick, you are doing what craving tells you. When you are free from illness, the practice is easy to progress. There are sayings that when you are young looking for wealth, and when you are getting old looking for wisdom. All these are wrong. You are waiting for your disadvantages. The Buddha said that should not wait for the practice, but you want to wait. Now, you don't encounter famine yet, but when you're getting old it can be. At that time can you practice because of the concerning about livelihood? Human beings have different views and doctrines and become disharmony. It's not good to lean towards any side and has to hide oneself away. In the future when the Sangha split, it's not easy to pay attention to the Buddha teachings and difficult for practice. Sayadaw continued Saka's story, pleasant mental feeling has connection with sensual pleasure should not be happened. Connection with Dharma, it's good. Unpleasant mental feeling also should not be happened related to sensual pleasure. Related to Dharma is good. When you can't teach your children and indifferent to them is neutral mental feeling, Domanasa Apekka. It's also not good to happen. Equanimity of insight is good, Vipassanupekka. I am still analyzing them and not put it into practice yet. Explain with dependent arising, it becomes clearer. Without it the Dharma is not finished. If you can cut off the process and then do it, if you can't just continue the process. In the khandhas just these two processes exist and no other. Without them there's no Four Noble Truths. If you don't cut it off these are only Dukkha and Samudaya Sakkas. If you can do it become Nirodha and Magga Sakkas. Without including Noble Truth there is no realization. The three positive feelings cutting off the dependent arising and the negative feelings continue the process. Developing the three positive feelings and contemplating the three negative feelings as objects of contemplation. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 4th of March 1960. Body moving towards death. Don't mess up, the I, and, me, with the feeling. Vedana is feeling. I and me is wrong view. They are different. Feeling is arising here and passing away also here. It's arising there and passing away there. The patient has to follow in this way. Contemplate the impermanence of the feeling arising. Even the whole body is in pain, contemplate impermanence, where it has the most severe pain. Feeling is a mental state of feeling. Wrong view is also a mental state, i.e., a sankhara khanda. They can't mix together. Example, feeling appears in the body. I and me appear in the heart. They are different. Feeling is impermanent. Knowing that it is not I and me is inside knowledge. In this way you have to contemplate until all the feelings cease. Then all feelings end, so the whole khandhas disappear. At this place the ending of khandhas appears, i.e., Nibbana. Every feeling arises can be followed by contemplation of impermanence and taints, asavas, diminish. Then, Phaguna died after became an anagaman, non-returner. After he passed away, Ananda found out that his whole body was no defect and looked like as normal. So he informed the Buddha about it. Before he was practicing and tortured by the sickness because seeing the body as a composite thing. He was messed up the feeling with I and me. The Buddha taught the monks six ways of dying, three for ordinary people and three for trainees, Sekha. 1. By listening to the Buddha's instruction on feeling separated from the sense of I, could realize the fruit of Sotapanna to Anagaman, as above to Phaguna. 2. By listening to the instruction of a Buddhist monk. 3. Without the Buddha and any monk at the time of near death should contemplate one's own Dharma and die with the knowledge of insight. The Buddha did not exist anymore. Also not easy to get a monk near death and don't know the time of death. People can die any time. The best way is contemplation of one's own Dharma. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 6th of March 1960. Craving comes from affection. Touch your body. Is it warm or not? It's burning with the fire of decay, jara. The body becomes mature because of it. A bamboo tree will fall after burning with more fire. In the same way, the khandhas burning with more fire of decay becomes painful and sick. It's burning with the fire of sickness. You are sitting and can't keep your body still and changing from this side to that side. This is burning with sickness. If this body is with more burning, just prepare to go to the cemetery. Oppressed by these things all the time that it is the truth of suffering, dukkha sakka. These things are happening because of the five khandhas. It's the cause of suffering. This Dharma is not the same as yesterday talk. Today I include the truth of Dharma, sakka. Anyone who doesn't practice wanting to live with these suffering. When you are sick and unpleasant feeling arises, contemplate and it ceases. If you follow them to the end, it disappears, and then dukkha also disappears. The Buddha said that having the khandhas is having dukkha. So vedanas arise and follow them to the end. If vedana ceases and then dukkha ceases. People want to free from sickness, but they don't do the work to free from it. So if you are healthy, contemplate it, and if not, also contemplate it. There was a discourse called Bhojanga Sutta, Factors of Enlightenment. When Buddhists are sick, they recite this one. Maha Moggallana and Maha Kassapa were sick, so the Buddha taught him to recite the Bhojanga. They did it what the Buddha said and cured their illnesses. You all are contemplating impermanence and developing the factors of enlightenment, but most of you is reciting it. These Dharma are for contemplation. In the sutta it was said that Bhavita and Bahulakata. Bhavita means contemplate, and Bahulakata means contemplating many times or developing. You could be not prevented by Vedana with contemplation when you are in good health. Whereas during being sick, it cures Vedana. It's like taking medicine. So contemplation is Magga Sakka and Vedana cured is Nirodha Sakka. Nibbana is in this body. Don't go and search it anywhere. For example, you will never find it at Buddhagaya. Then Sayadaw referred the story of Rohitasa Devaputta searching for the end of the world, and point 4, 45 Rohitasasattam, Vedanam Kayo Bhikkhu Nibbanam Bhikkhu, the extinction of feeling is Nibbana. Khandhas cease is also Nibbana. Craving ceases is also Nibbana. Don't afraid of old age, sickness and death, but the affection of Tanha. This is the most difficult thing. We are living with Tanha in the whole round of existence. Practice insight into the affection things until disenchantment and no desire of them. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of December 1957, 25th March 1960. Two kinds of speech of the Buddha. There are six kinds of speech by man. The Buddha only used two of them. These are 1. Not good, not true, not benefit, people don't like it. 2. Good, true, not benefit, people don't like it. 3. Good, true, benefit, people don't like it. 4. Not good, not true, not benefit, people like it. 5. Good, true, not benefit, people like it. 6. Good, true, benefit, people like it. The Buddha used only no. 3 and no. 6 types of speech. These speeches also connection with sila, so practitioner should follow these kinds of speech. Buddha used no. 3 speech according to time and situation. If needed to be waited for the time and he waited for it. The Buddha used no. 6 as soon as without delay. Sayadaw said he could not help lazy people, but can help people even they are dull until they understand. We should use these two kinds of speech skillfully in our daily life. These are using by noble and wise people. The Buddha used two kinds of speech. 1. Good, true, benefit and people don't like it. We have to use it according to time and place. 2. Good, true, benefit and people like it. We have to use it without delay. As an example, the Buddha used it to teach Bahya Dharusariya before he died. After the teaching, he was killed by a cow. Sakka dharmas are not popular to people, but the Buddha was using it for his whole life. The second type of speech is very important because for living and dying, man can die anytime. Another point is concerning with young age and old age. When getting old, difficult to listen Dharma talks and not easy for practice. Sayadaw talked about fasa, contact in practice. Because of contact, many feelings arise. If you can contemplate fasa until to the end is nibbana. But it's difficult than feeling. Dukkha Vedana is coarser than Sukha Vedana. Therefore, it's easier for contemplation. Whatever kind of feeling arise, contemplate Anicca. Anicca is in the khandhas. The ending of it is also in the khandhas. Impermanence is Dukkha Sakka and the ending of it is Nirodha Sakka. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 19th of April 1960. Time and Timelessness. Time is referring to samsara, round of existence, and timelessness to nibbana. Sayadaw gave an example of timeless dharma with the Anathapindikavada Sutta, instruction to Anathapindika by Sariputta near his death, of Majjhima Nikaya, MN.143 Anathapindikavada Suttam. The source of time is the sun and the moon, and without them is timelessness. With time we are eating by it, so that our lifespan becoming shorter and shorter. Instead, if we are eating time, then we transcend it. Accordance to dependent arising, the direct order, anuloma, is eating by time, and the reverse order, patiloma, time is eating by us. So nibbana is timelessness and noble eightfold path is timeless dharma. Sayadaw explained the 12 links of Paticca Samuppada and took the 8 factors, i.e., from Vinana to Kamabhava as present khandhas process. Without practicing we develop these 8 factors all the times. With practice only 5 factors, i.e., from Vinana to feelings arise and then cut off the continuation of the process. After the morning time and follow by night time is nothing to be happy about, because the body is eating by time and the good things are gone and bad things are leaving behind. In reality these are no profit for us, only loss. We are living under the sun and the moon, and time appears. Human good kamas and intelligence are always eating by them. In the end we are becoming helpless. So we have to liberate ourselves under the influence of time. In nibbana there are no sun and moon, therefore no day and night time. Time was eaten by the Buddha and Arahants. Even only become a Sotapanna, a lot of time has been eaten by him. Time can only eat him again, not more than 7 lives time. These time and timelessness came from the Buddha who taught the 500 monks who were Brahmins before. They had connection with the Bodhisatta in their past lives. After death, take rebirth again is like a stick fallen on the wound. Because after Dukkha, then Dukkha again. Don't take the 5 khandhas as this is mine, this I am, and this is myself. Contemplate them as impermanence, suffering and not self. The Noble Eightfold Path is timeless Dharma.